now we're into the time or the world of transfers. And before we wrap up that conversation, Adeze, very quickly, most disappointing player of Euro 2020 so far?
Player?
Yeah. No, more like, sorry, team.
Team. It's France now.
France for you.
Mpofo followed them into the tournament.
Germany, Portugal.
It's France. Ah. It's France for me because I thought they would have banished the demon that follows them every time these big tournaments come all up on their face. I thought they would have, you know, nipped it in the bud. I thought they would have, you know, swallowed their egos and got down to business. I thought they would have buried the hatchet of their personal ambition. It's so disappointing. The war left the pitch and even went to the families. Veronique, Andre Rabiot's mother, Duma na Tiger.
Maybe small. Man, it cost wahala.
Woman leader.
The woman was a woman leader. In the stands, really stay because I thought the families of the Les Blues, they had the same area where they were watching the game from. She just picked up Pova's mother. I said, why did your son lose position like that?
I think the son should just fire her agents.
And then when she was having that, she now told the Kylian Mbappe's father, hey, you need to retrain your son. He does not have manners.
That is what happens when you bring your parents in.
Honestly, family issues in football.
She's actually an agent. She's agent to the Rabiot and himself. She has been the one representing him all along. So, I mean, by the time the war left the camp and went to the parents, nothing a serious matter. But look at where we are. Talent wasted. We did not see the best and best of Kylian Mbappe.
Certainly.
It was just Pogba that was a shining light. It was just Pogba that reminded the world once more, I am Paul Pogba. I'm capable of...
You didn't even hear about Kante. Though he did his job silently.
Yeah, Kante...
He's always been that sort of player.
Kante will not... Kante will not disrupt play for you. Kante will not steal the ball back for you and go to score. He steals the ball back and then lays it off for the people whose responsibility is to score the goals, and which he did. He was able to break up play, not one, not twice. They were going to win that game. How did you capitulate 3-1? Everyone is wanting to be the poster boy of the team. Kylian Mbappe saying, hey, Giroud, did not give me pass. These things, whether we like it or not, one way or the other, they have a way of disrupting the harmony. We're talking about Italy. One of their greatest weapon and secrets is their togetherness. And togetherness will take you far in tournaments like this. They've got a whole lot of bloated egos in that squad. Pogba has his own... The only player that I talked about here on Thursday, the only player... The two players that are free with everyone in the squad is Pogba and Ousmane Dembele. They are the ones that can talk to anyone. The rest have factions. Kylian Mbappe and Giroud.
I'm sure Ngolo is also on that list.
And there's some people that are not happy that Benzema was called back. You know, things like this.
But how did the French national team get themselves into this situation? They knew it's always going to be that.
They've been here before. They've always been in this situation.
Yeah, 2010, Nicolas Anelka, Galas and Samir Nasri. But then you are the defending champion. They wanted to do a spin. Spain won 2010 World Cup and then they came 2012 and won the Euros. And everyone expected that same placard. Everyone expected that same, you know, route to dominance and triumph. But this is what it is. How do you capitulate 3-1? And then of Didier Deschamps, I'm not going to exclude him from this blame.
Is he going to survive the chop?
Tactical. He's there now. He just won the World Cup. The bulk of the team is still there. It's just for them to go back and look in water and say, hey, bring them back together once again. Tell everyone what they need to hear. You don't have to romance them too much. Be ruthless for once. Any player that you feel is going to be the bad egg, then you remove the player. Imagine a tournament that had Kodzuma in the bench. He did not even play. Start studying side. Use players that you think can deliver the job, not necessarily the ones that have got names and then at the end of the day they spoil the party for you in the field of play.
Alright, then,
I quickly want to talk about France. For me, I have two teams that are my most disappointing teams. You know, one is Turkey. I had high hopes of Turkey at least get out of the group stage, but in the manner which they got beaten
all three games,
black and blue, like
it shifting was, 7 goals
we're
or so.
We're begging them to even score 1 goal before they scored against, you know, Switzerland.
With all the Chengiz Undas and the Soyuncus.
You know, I was expecting, you know, for me, my surprise package was Turkey and Czech Republic. But Turkey, they really form a hand. But, you know, that aside, talking about the French national side, if you go back in history, you know, in 1998, after they won the World Cup, the following World Cup, 2002, even the following Euros, they didn't do so well. The following World Cup, 2002, they didn't do well as well. They had,
knocked out in the group stages.
They were knocked out of this. So they don't know how to manage success.
But they still find a way to achieve success despite all of this.
So this World Cup, sorry to cut you short, this World Cup, we want to play. Let's just play. You know, there was no Benzema. There was no dividing factor. Mm. And Pogba wanted to show himself again. You know, there was no problem. And they just had enjoyed themselves all through the ride, Griezmann and the rest of them. But now, there's a problem. Why you no pass ball for me for friendly? Now he start this whole wahala. Giroud and Mbappe. A small problem can escalate and blow into something else.
So what to do now? The question is, we'll wrap up on this very quickly and move to transfers. Kick out Benzema again from the team
Where I think, you know...
I'm just saying, there has to be a solution to this.
Manager, you know, got it wrong, is that with Giroud and Kylian Mbappe and also Benzema, Giroud coming into the team with the kind of season he had with Real Madrid, it was always going to give Giroud a problem. Talking about Benzema, you know. So Giroud coming in, you know, with Giroud, you know, being aware that Benzema is coming, so he wants to score goals. So if he's an unselfish player. He's not a selfish player.
He's a team player.
He's a team player, and he was a very big reason why France won the World Cup, because he was always allowing the likes.
So should he have spoken up?
I think he should have spoken up. I think they should have, you know, managed that, you know,
internally,
better. And even the manager as well. You know, Benzema has been on exile. He comes in and he goes straight to the first 11. First, put him on the bench.
That raises the question I said. Like, maybe the manager has the bigger fault for this. Because,
no, now.
Put him on the bench.
Wait. Hold up, guys. Hold up. This is a huge tournament. And someone has been punished in the last 5 years. He did not enjoy the World Cup. He could have been a World Cup winner today.
We'll never know.
And you...
Maybe he wouldn't have passed to somebody.
You never know. And he had 30 goals for Madrid. And most of those goals were solo efforts. Most of those goals were individual brilliance. Most of those goals were world-class moments. And you have a Giroud who sat on the bench for Chelsea. If you were a manager, what would you do? I mean, people are giving the sticks to Enrique. Enrique picked players that were regular features, players that were fit, players that will operate to the maximum level he expects. And how do you do that? I mean, please don't even blame Benzema. Did you see that goal? That first one? Did you see the way he clawed the ball to his side? The ball was going to elude him. Baba is calling it.
Benzema has scored a lot of solo goals, individual brilliance. Well, it is not about Benzema. It is about the
team,
squad.
The French.
At the end of the day, Benzema...
He's not passed ball,
At the end of the day...
No, it's not. It's Giroud and Mbappe.
So, sorry.
It's not Benzema.
Wait, Benzema
because of Benzema, Giroud wasn't playing and he had to air his opinion.
Baba, calm down. Giroud and Benzema, who had the better season?
Well, of course.
Who was the number one striker in exile? You weren't here. I did the business for France. I won the World Cup for France.
This is a new tourney, right? It's not about Giroud. It's not about Benzema. It's about who will be ruthless in front of goal. Who is going to... That striker that you see for opposition now, you see his name on the team sheet and you quiver. Ah, Benzema. To send shivers down opposition spine. He was always going to be ahead in the pecking order than Giroud, who sat on the bench for most of the time for Chelsea. Let's not be sentimental. See, I know this Nigerian factor. We don't dare, you just come.
Exactly.
But it's then, always what have you done?
The World Cup, and there was, like he said, there's no disunity in the team until Benzema arrived.
In 2018, he was even having more game time at Chelsea than now. Ever since Tuchel came on board.
Who played through the qualifiers?
But
who got France
Chelsea,
where they are? Exactly.
It's Chelsea top scorer in the Champions League.
Top scorer in the Europa League the season before.
He's not getting so much game time, and whenever he's been called up,
if you were Didier Deschamps and you had Karim, maybe we should throw open the phone lines.
We'll certainly will go to the
you
phone lines. Maybe
Benzema,
maybe we'll question our
and
transfer
then you
stories.
Have Giroud. Who will you go for?
I'll go for Giroud because he's a team player.
All right.
Now they do like what's Benzema?
All right. Let's find out from you. 0700-993-993-993. The Creed is talking. No one is 6 feet under the ground now. Hopefully nobody is. But what do you make of the situation? We're supposed to be talking about transfers. We'll sneak that one in very, very quickly before we leave. But let's just take 5 calls on this. Benzema, the French national team saga. Do you think the manager Didier Deschamps did wrong in recalling Benzema and starting him ahead of Olivier Giroud? Do you think Giroud should have spoken out, you know, the way he did? And what's Benzema's... the PSG star man now. Kylian Mbappe got to do with all of this. And should Adrian Rabiot fire his mom as his agent? All of this question. 0700-993-993-993. 01465-7190 as well. You can dial for our female callers. I'd really love to get a female caller on this. Good afternoon to you.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, his name is Farmer.
Hello. Hello. Did he introduce me finish now? Why did you go? All right. Good afternoon to you. Hello. Are you there?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Ruben from Yaba.
Welcome, Ruben Diaz.
No. All right. Actually, I'm really shocked that they are now fingering in this old Braha, the French squad. Seriously, this guy came to the Euro, did his work. Work was to score. And he gave him the goal. So why are we blaming him?
They're not blaming the fact that he did not score. It's his presence in the team.
I don't know why the whole discussion has made Benzema the topic instead of Mbappe and this guy, Giroud.
Now, God, the air person. Now, he knocked them out, but they forget
Giroud
them.
The Giroud that we are talking about, he only did bits in the World Cup. Was he France's best player?
He played every game. And the manager said he's the most important to the French setup.
Was it the World Cup best player?
According to the manager, he didn't need him to score. But his link-up play.
I'm not talking about opinions.
Well, the statistics, according to the manager, proves it.
Huh?
The statistics, according to the manager, proves it. I didn't put him there to score goals. Just give link-up with your teammates and play.
Then why did the same manager bring back Benzema?
Exactly. Should we punish the manager?
If Giroud was really enough, then why did he buy Benzema? That's what I'm talking about.
All right.
There's something that Benzema brought into that French squad, and he did his part to an excellent ability.
All right. Thank you very much for calling in. More calls. Good afternoon to you. All right. Sorry about that one. Do well to call back. Good afternoon to you. All right, something's wrong with the phone lines. Keep trying. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. All right, Benzema's people have come. No vex, Benzema. We are releasing our phone lines. Good afternoon. All right, good afternoon. What's your name?
My name is Timmy.
Your name is Timmy?
Play from the corridor.
All right, go ahead, Timmy.
I think they did not actually put Benzema in the topic because of it is actually Giroud and Mbappe that actually caused it. They did not put Benzema in the topic.
All right. They did not put him in the topic. But
I think people are getting this thing wrong.
All right. Thank you for calling.
I'm not blaming Benzema here. What I'm saying is his presence alone.
His recall to the team.
If he weren't there,
I don't think Giroud would be, you know.
He won't care. So I think his presence brought competition, which made Giroud wanting to be more selfish, because that is his criticism, that he doesn't score goals. Giroud is the second or third all-time goal scorer
for
this French national team.
I like the fact that you guys are making me think so deep, congealing my brain at the moment. If you think there's competition in the squad, why not you up your game? Is that simple?
He wanted to up his game. That is the reason why he wanted to be selfish.
Then he came out. I think Giroud is even the main call. I don't even care about Chelsea ties now. Giroud is the problem. You sensed a lack of a service to your part. Maybe your teammates did not lay a pass to you. You shouldn't have come out to the press, Oga. That was where the whole thing got blown up. He came out to the press, and then you know the press.
Where did Rabiot's mom do her own? Did she wait for the dressing room to start?
She didn't in the start that man already, I swear.
I think I agree with that issue shouldn't have been, you know,
Giroud is the main problem. Don't bring it. There's some things you sort inward, because the moment it gets to the press, there'll be divided opinions. Calls will be bombarded to the camp. What is going on? And this one. And then, Benzema also a factor, because some persons felt don't come. Some persons felt, you're a welcome addition. Griezmann sat on the bench. Mbappe did not want him. Pogba was indifferent as well. So
he wants to go to Madrid now.
I mean,
So you had to maintain that relationship. All right, 0700-993-993-993. Where do you stand, Benzema, Mbappe or Giroud? Good afternoon to you. Hello?
Hello.
All right, I don't like to hear my voice in the background. Turn it down. All right, you're not ready for me. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
My name is Onye, calling from Yaba.
Welcome, Onye.
I greet the other than the other guy in the studio.
Welcome.
Welcome.
I want to go in the line of Samuel. I think the coach did a mistake by inviting
Benzema. All right.
They invited him at the wrong time because those guys played to qualify.
Mm-hmm.
Benzema did not play any. And now he came to the tournament and they invited him.
And he was starting.
In fact, he even broke the chemistry of the team. You notice that they struggled in the first and second match.
Uh-huh.
For goals. Except the last match. When Benzema scored two. So that's when the chemistry they have been playing, the three of them have been playing before, and they're making, the chemistry was there.
Yeah.
But when Benzema came in, he distorted everything.
All right.
So I was expecting him to use him gravely in World Cup. They played together more. There was no friendlies. They played together.
Yeah.
So I think the coach didn't do right at all.
All right. Okay. Wow. Didier Deschamps to qualifier. Blame for you. And then you look at the fact that,
the qualifier would have shown where what they like. You understand?
Like so, the caller said, these three had a chemistry. They had a physics and even a biology going forward. And they, it was there. But Benzema came with a losing mentality, having not won anything with Real Madrid, and you put someone that's just won the Champions League.
Top scorer on the bench,
top scorer. I mean, come on. It's crazy. So, not my opinion. I'm just trying to make cases for all sides of the divide when it comes to the conversation.
And from the manager's angle, I think the manager had his hand tied because Benzema had a very good season, and this is a player a good personal season. And for Benzema, there are some times that a player might be good, but it might not be good enough for the team. I think for Benzema coming into that team, the fact that you called him up is one problem. Some players don't like the fact that
he
was even in the team. So you don't just start that kind of player immediately like that. You ease him into the team. It's not like when you know Benzema, he didn't play, you didn't win.
Yeah, exactly. There was France Benzema, were winning games. Benzema was before not the, Benzema played.
It wasn't the missing factor. It wasn't the missing factor.
You're surprising. You are confusing me, I swear. How did you know? I'm confused.
No, Benzema wasn't the missing factor.
They
could come to this tournament without Benzema and see how they good tournament.
You're going in and in and in, and if we continue this argument, we will not leave this to be honestly. How do you... Do you people know who Benzema is?
Now you want to talk about reputation of Benzema. That same reputation is the same thing Giroud has.
And I'm sure when he was coming, Deschamps would have had some sort of a pep talk. Hey, if we must have a successful tournament, we must have a partner, a deadly partner up front for Kylian Mbappe and Antoine Griezmann.
Do you think Benzema will not agree to that? But a man that wants to enter international team,
he'll take
his own mindset. He'll say yes.
That's what I'm saying. He would have addressed the boys now. Say, look, this is who I'm bringing. Please, can you people accept? But then the ego inside of them, they'll be grumble, there'll be grouses, there'll be sulking. Of course, the word for Mbappe was that he sulked most of the time they were in camp. He was not happy. He felt his guys were not working for him and all that. Everyone wants to take the glory. But tournament, the best legs are represented at the tournament. Giroud did not have game time at Chelsea.
But was he the best leg France had?
Giroud did not have that competitive edge. Benzema, if you were a coach, you pick players that will make your job easy. And did he give a good account of himself, Benzema? Yes, he did. Was he even involved in the broil? No.
But he's been roped into the broil.
He was not involved in the thief. The thief that came out to the public limelight. He was not involved. It was Mbappe and Giroud struggling. In fact, if it was Benzema that was guilty of not laying the pass or making the final touch to Mbappe, it would have been different. To Giroud, I should say, it would have been different. He was somewhere just... It was just all about, let me make my country proud. I've been out for the past 5 years. I'm back now. I want to make a statement. Not to rub it on the rest of it. Just, to offer what he has. And you're telling me, why did he bring him back?
He brought the mafia in him with him.
I don't understand.
This life,
you're,
no balance.
You're going again.
No balance. No balance. Like, I think the fact Olatunji is trying to establish here, and I sort of buy into it, is the fact that Giroud, Benzema didn't have to do anything. It's not a case of him not having the qualities, but his presence in the team alone.
You keep using the word presence.
Exactly.
Did he look for anybody?
It's not what he did. It's not what he did on the field of play.
If they
the
were,
fact that he was even part of the squad to begin with.
If they were spectacular. If they were fantastic.
They were
fantastic.
Spectacular. They were fantastic.
In his
the
absence.
Coach was yeah. not. No, the coach was not satisfied with the attack. The attack was going to look blunt. Who did they have? Thuram Jr. And competitive-less, if there's any word like that, Giroud. Thuram, the Lilian's son, and they were just the two strikers. And then you look at these strikers, would they be able to deliver? He's the coach, he's his team. He has every right to bring everyone on board. If you're not satisfied with it, you can leave.
And that is why they left the competition.
We certainly are thinking. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
I'm Simon.
Welcome, Simon.
Welcome, Simon.
Simon, please turn down the volume of your radio set. I don't sound very nice when I listen to myself.
Okay.
All right, can you do that very quickly?
Yeah, I've done that.
All right, go ahead.
About this Mbappe, Benzema, and Giroud forward, what I felt is Mbappe is the culprit here because I've noticed in their matches, he has this ego that only he wants to score. Only wants to do everything right by not passing. They expect them to always pass to him. I guess that's where the problem comes
he's
in.
He's a star boy.
If they don't give him the ball, he's angry. If they give him the ball, he plays it out. You know, but Benzema did his own part, sure.
All right, then. Thank you.
To try.
All right, thank you very much. Hi there, good afternoon. Semi-final call on the subject.
Hello?
Hi there, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon.
What's your name? What's your name?
Ruben from Yaba.
Welcome, Ruben.
Yeah, I just want to blame three people.
Oh, your own is three.
Just not three.
I want to blame Mbappe. I want to blame Giroud first.
Okay.
For exposing the team. I want to blame Mbappe for responding and then losing that penalty. I also want to blame Deschamps for not being able to manage this ego when this talk started. That was where the French failure came in. Thank you very much.
All right, then. Thank you very much for calling in, blaming all parties involved. You're my final call on the subject. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
This is Chima calling from Tulu.
Welcome, Chima.
Yes, what I want to say is, how do you guys not expect Deschamps to call Benzema after what he did for Real Madrid last season?
Well,
not to start.
He could play, like you say, he could call him, but not start him ahead of the others.
Imagine calling Messi.
Okay.
And not start
okay.
Messi.
Messi that wasn't there when they were playing before.
And you start. You that didn't play for better of last season.
Okay.
At least when they won the World Cup, he had a good season with Chelsea, if not an average season with Chelsea.
He was part of the French team that got them to the tournament itself. He scored goals for France.
He's the second all time goal scorer
of
for
all
France.
Time for France.
Yes, he was invited. Then the season he didn't play well, and Benzema was on fire. There was no choice. It was obvious that Benzema was going to be called.
All right.
So even if Giroud started, there was no assurance that he wasn't going to perform well.
Yeah, but Charles started first. That's what he's saying.
Maybe Giroud might not perform well, but Mbappe might and Griezmann might have performed better.
Well,
all right. Thank you very much for calling.
I'm done with both of you. I don't know where you want to take me to.
It's just like Higuain and Aguero, you know, for Argentina had the World Cup. Who should start?
We've seen that situation happen time and again. You know, players being disgruntled as to who starts. I mean, it's part of football. It happens. But I think it goes back to what Adeze said. If he hadn't, that's Didier, had that conversation with the team and say, I know you are not going to be happy with this, but I want to do this because I want us to go far and win the tournament. I think if he'd done that, maybe Giroud wouldn't have been so, you know, open as to, you know, criticizing and all that. But we'll never know. Now we're talking about transfers. Enough of the Giroud and France while they're out of the tournament. They are not even in the semi-finals. We're looking at people that are going to go on and win it. And PSG are in the news, and we hear that they have offered a new contract, more like to They've offered a contract more like to Argentina's Lionel Messi. His saga continues. We don't know where he's going to go. There's a contract from Barcelona on the table for him. There's a contract from PSG now as well for him, Lionel Messi. And maybe we might just see him link up again with Neymar at PSG. And maybe this time around, Paris Saint-Germain can go on to win the Champions League that they have, you know, so desperately wanted to win all of these years. Manchester United also in the news. We hear they are willing to let Donny van de Beek leave the club this summer amid interest from Real Madrid. Now, this is quite a difficult one because he's not had the best of start. The Netherlands midfielder wasn't at Euro 2020.
Injury pulled
because
out.
Because of an injury, had to pull out, was in the team to go. But they might be willing to let him leave for Real Madrid on loan. How has, the question is, Donny van de Beek, after such an amazing season with Ajax, moved over to Manchester United, and that was the dream move. But how has he not managed to pin down a starting place in Manchester United?
Well, you know, if it was at Chelsea, they would say Chelsea is a big key player's career. But it's Man United now. But he's a technical player. All those products of Ajax, the academy is so strong, their system. They teach players how to play good football. That is why they were the darling of the most feeder club of most big clubs. Matthijs de Ligt was going, Hakim Ziyech was going, Frankie de Jong was going, and they were going to A-lister clubs. And then there was a certain Van de Beek and Quincy Promes remaining. And then their goalkeeper as well was, you know,
yeah,
before
Onana.
He got banned. So it was a compact, you know, team as it were, the likes of Ruben Neres and the rest of them. For Van de Beek, I'm so sorry for him because Ole, if a coach does not want you, you may not enjoy game time under his tutelage. Ole, Van de Beek was the club's signing, not particularly Ole's signing. And in that midfield, he's choked. He's an attacking midfielder that loves to sit deep and probably spray the venom from that deep line position. There you have Pogba, you have Bruno. And then, in the pecking order, he's fifth. He made 38 appearances, scored just one goal, two assists. Looking at that stat, I'm sure if he and his agent sees, they will cry. But it doesn't totally reflect the minute. He's gotten very minimal time on the field of play. And if you don't get minutes, if you sit on the bench, your confidence is dented. Your self-belief as a player is dented as well. So he's not really been given that proper running. He's not been given a proper look into by Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. So, and he signed a long contract at Man. He's still young. He's that kind of player that's quite dynamic in the middle of it. But on his day, Van de Beek can win games. And sometimes, this is football for you, can be cruel. He and his agents have made a terrible decision. Sometimes when you're getting to a club, make sure that the coach will play you. Let it be an agreement of some sort. Am I going to get minutes, under what capacity, under what, but let these things be stipulated. But right now, Ole doesn't seem to fancy him. And now we're talking about Man United even bringing in more midfielders. So it spells trouble for him. Maybe he could just find maybe a loan agreement. Now Madrid are not lacking options in the middle of the park. They're not. In fact, Madrid have about 5 midfielders that can, you know, do the job for them all season. So Van de Beek now is at crossroads. Maybe go to a loan move where he can get regular first team action and then gradually leave Man United.
For me, I think probably Arsenal should, you know, queue in for him.
Arsenal and
I think it would make it very, very... Because you look at Arsenal. They have... what's the Madrid man? Odegaard.
He's gone back.
And Madrid are not...
They've had Ceballos before.
They had Ceballos, he's gone back. Yeah. So there's no harm. After all, they sold Van Persie to Manchester United. So if they are asking, you know, for... Though the last deal, I think the last deal they had with Manchester United did not go well. Vegetarian and, you know, Sanchez.
Yeah.
But I think Donny van de Beek would do so much good in the Arsenal midfield.
All right, Donny van de Beek looking for a move away from Old Trafford. According to him and his agent, they're not satisfied with the first season at Old Trafford. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has not really played in. And I get this, and I guess these words would be what Ole might be saying to Donny van de Beek. Now his future is up in the clouds when it comes to Manchester United. Real Madrid are obviously interested in a loan move for the man. Wait to see how that one does pan out.
To just, you know, quickly chip this in, funny how, you know, fortune changes Pogba wants to go to Real Madrid. We are not hearing Real Madrid are interested in taking Pogba on loan. There's a Van der Beek that Real Madrid
are now wanting to take on loan.
Maybe a makeshift for Varane, who they are also cutting.
Yeah, and that's just the story I wanted to, you know.
In a makeshift. Well, let's see. Varane, he wants to leave. You know, when you are at a place and it becomes a comfort zone, where you've won about 18 trophies.
Won everything.
At Madrid, he wants a fresh challenge.
He's won the World Cup.
Honestly, Man United may be the team to beat next season. Because if they can get Varane, partner alongside Harry Maguire, that would be a close shop.
And
then you have Sancho preparing defenders in front.
We have been here before.
We'll get there.
In addition to what Adaise just said, United going into the new season, I feel they needed a right winger, they needed a defensive midfielder, and they also needed a centre back to partner Maguire. And they've gotten a right winger.
Now two to go.
Just two to go. So if they get Varane, I think Varane is a man that can pair. He's not a man that can lead the defense. We saw in Real Madrid with Ramos.
Yeah, he always needs a more solid defensive partner.
So, and I think with Maguire, United might just be, the new team to beat.
All right. Manchester United looking very, very dinky going into the new season. We'll wait to see if those deals do pull through. Jadon Sancho is, pretty much going to be a Manchester United player.
To me, for all the acquisitions, the man that will be under most scrutiny and screening has to be Ole. He must deliver something. It's been 8 long years. 8 years have felt like forever. Man United fans have not been in this position. They're disgruntled. They're not happy. Last time around, he had opportunity to register his name-winning trophy. He's not done that.
Stages.
I'm looking at the attack. Before Varane comes, I don't know if he's going to come. He and his agents are still having pay packet issues with Man United. That's a story for another day. Before, imagine that line of I'm not going to look at the defense. It needs an upgrade. That midfield of Pogba playing deep, Bruno Fernandes behind the striker. And then you have Jadon Sancho on the right flank. And then you have
Rashford.
Then you have Cavani.
And there's a certain Greenwood who will come in with a magic
win. Oga, it's time to deliver or you lose your job. Because Man United are a club that you must show working. They've given him the patience. They had to go back to the drawing board. They accepted that they can no longer chop and change managers. It's not their tradition. They've kept faith with Ole. For that faith and patience that I've been giving you, you must reward it with success. It's high time he started winning. You cannot assemble expensive. Look at Pogba for one. Yeah, we know he has his own personal turn off moments where he can just decide not to turn up in games for reasons I do not know. But then he's shown quality. Look at Cavani, ruthless. And then I didn't even call Martial, who loves competition. He thrives when there are new people in the team. He looks to take the shine off them. If he comes out from injury, he wants to reestablish himself as the number 9, of Man United. So a lot is required. Everything now. Maybe Man United fans, you hear me mention Ole more than even the players, because he's been accused of being too nice. He's been accused of being tactically naive. He's been accused of not knowing, not having that in-depth knowledge about football. So it's high time he told his critics to just shut up by putting Man United in the map, by making them challenge for the Premier League title, not in a pretentious way now, but in a convincing way.
Well, I just quickly add to that, would we say Ole has been successful? Should he win probably the Carabao Cup or the FA Cup?
No.
All right. But just going back to what it is, I just took a minute while she was analysing to look at what she said. Sancho, that United team is going to be really, really
and
terrific.
Looking at Ole that likes to play counter-attacking football, Sancho and Rashford will run you
Cavani,
down. With Cavani,
Pogba, Bruno Fernandes.
Oh, God.
Mouth-watering.
Varane, Maguire.
Upgrade in the midfield, Rice. Fred and Scott McTominay are not their defensive midfielders they could come off the bench.
I'm
looking at Man United that want to challenge for the title. Upgrade, I'm hearing Declan Rice, who has shown the world that, hey, I'm the next big thing when it comes to this position. Get Declan Rice, put him there, upgrade the midfield, and then maybe get a Varane. I'm hearing Pau Torres. I do not know the one they want to go for, but Man United have this knack of players will be linked with them at the end of the day. They will not buy anyone. This Sancho deal was that Sancho sat down with the CEO of Dortmund and said, "Oga, I want to go." And he has this strong bond with Rashford. They've been talking to each other. Rashford said, "Hey, you need to find a way to come to Man United." So it's Sancho saying, "I want to go. I want to go to Man United." That is why Dortmund now reduced the price and Man United did business. Don't be surprised. They may not end up sticking with Victor Lindelof and Harry Maguire, and that is not how to win the title. I'm sorry.
All right, over to Chelsea, where we hear Hakim Ziyech is in the news and is wanted by AC Milan, who, you know, they see the Moroccan, who's 28 years of age, by the way, as a playmaker. And there's been this talk about James Rodriguez moving to AC Milan, but according to reports, they say he's got plastic legs and they don't trust him, and they'll rather go for another. A bit of an upgrade on plastic legs, because Ziyech, we know, is also prone to injuries, and they may just be snapping up Hakim Ziyech on loan from Chelsea, you know, to AC Milan. That will surely represent a goodbye for AC Milan. We know they've, you know, made do with Çalhanoğlu to Inter, and they're looking for a replacement for him. They've also gotten Fikayo. What's it with AC Milan and Chelsea these days? They've gotten Fikayo Tomori from Chelsea on a permanent deal, £22 million, that deal. And now Hakim Ziyech, not for the reputation he brought to Chelsea, you know, under Frank Lampard, and you could say maybe the change of managers never, you know, didn't really help him. He was disgruntled not starting the Champions League final, not even having a second to play in that one, and played in the FA Cup semi-final, got a minute in the final as well. But what next for Hakim? We know his quality, we know he's good, we know he's got a very, very dinky left foot, but would you really think, if you were his brother or his mother or his girlfriend or his agent now, would you be, you know, advising him to take a move away from Chelsea and go to AC Milan going into the new season? We know Chelsea are going to spend. We know Kai Havertz is now raising his stock. Beautiful performance at Euros and has scored in the Champions League final. He's going to get more playing time, according to reports.
And he's even German.
And he's German as well. So what next for Hakim Ziyech? Just like another Donny van de Beek, probably wrong move going to Chelsea and all that. What do you make of it?
I think he's had a better outing at Chelsea than Van der Beek at Manchester United.
But still a stinker of a season for both.
Yeah.
Yeah, he won the Champions League title, no doubt.
Of course, and Van der Beek was a Europa...
Semi-finalist. Oh, finalist. Beating finalist.
So, for me, I think for Hakim Ziyech, he came into Chelsea hoping to be that pivotal player. He came into Chelsea. As at that time, Chelsea were really lacking in left-footed players.
Yeah, natural left-footed players.
You understand? So they brought in Kai Havertz. Havertz struggled a bit under Frank Lampard. Yeah. And we saw more of Hakim Ziyech under Frank Lampard. But one thing that Ziyech brings to Chelsea is that he brings that there's this long pass which he has. He feels like he's the only one that has it in Chelsea. When he you know, sends the ball across the far post. And we don't get that regularly with, you know, the likes of Kai Havertz. I think he needs to be patient.
Okay.
He needs to be patient, one, because this Chelsea team is not even finished yet. They are still looking out to, you know, shift and, you know, shave a little bit and try to, you know, size the squad. Chelsea, though, yes, they won the Champions League. They are the European champions. But this is just the beginning. So the Chelsea, I would say, they it was hard work, but they were also lucky that at the beginning of their rebuilding, they won something as big as the UEFA Champions League. So if you're looking at going to AC Milan, yes, at AC Milan, you get more playing time than Chelsea. Because if they don't need you, they won't be asking for you on loan. And AC Milan just let go that man, that the Turkish playmaker, talking about Hakan Çalhanoğlu to Inter Milan. They need a replacement. That is why they are coming for Hakim Ziyech. Yes. But at Chelsea, you stand a better chance of winning laurels at the end of the day.
But like you said, he's won titles, Champions League, the biggest of the lot. But I think it's more of a case of wanting to play regularly and feel
important.
He wants to be
an important part of the Chelsea squad. But for it to be an important part of the Chelsea squad, you have to put in the work. Chelsea squad.
And the manager complained about it.
Yes.
You know,
so Chelsea first 11 now is about who can run. You look at Mason Mount, he's tireless. Look at Kai Havertz, he's also tireless. Look at, you know, Timo Werner, he's tireless. Look at N'Golo Kante, he's tireless. Kovacic, at some point, he was complacent. He was dropped to the bench.
Yeah.
Jorginho, these days, look at Jorginho with the Italian national team.
Workaholic.
He's a workaholic. Look at the defense. Rudiger, he's tireless. Look at James. James nowadays, forget the English national team. Look at Chelsea. James in that Chelsea squad is also tireless. But does Ziyech have the energy to, you know, press high, to run tirelessly like the others. I don't think he's that kind of player.
All right.
Well,
interesting.
I just have one sentence. He's not going anywhere. Yeah, Ziyech is not going anywhere. He's going to stay at Chelsea.
All right. Yeah. Interesting.
It's
as a club conversation.
Is it, and Chelsea is not like Man U,
no,
where you have free hand.
Marina,
if club sign for you, you use the player. So I didn't just want to. When I saw that story, I was like, okay, these are just, you know, for people to buy these papers and make for the companies and to make money. But Ziyech is not going anywhere.
Even for Chelsea, it brings a different, a different spice to the table. Because if you look at Hakim Ziyech, he's that man that can take those corner kicks. He's that man that is very deadly on those dead balls. You take out Ziyech, the only man that is trying to take out, you know, is Mason Mount. I cannot compare the experience of Mason Mount with the experience of Hakim Ziyech. So for me, I think Ziyech is not going anywhere. He will stay in that team and he will fight for his place. He might not be a starter.
And remember, one factor is that Tuchel at some point was confused. Remember the same Ziyech, the hope, he was the one that was instrumental in that City win over Chelsea. He got a screamer, he got a good goal. Now, this is pre-season now. At some point, the coach came on board. He didn't know who to really blend in properly. You see him chop and change that front line. Am I going to use Ziyech? Am I going to use Mount combined? Am I going to bring in a Timo?
Pulisic. Even
am
Pulisic.
I going to bring Havertz? So now, this is the preseason. This is what it brings you. He's going to have a proper look at his
players
and know who to combine effectively in certain games. So everyone will have a run in. The players I know that may just be leaving Chelsea has to be maybe Alonso. I was talking about him. He's gone.
He's already left alone.
He's up for sale. In the next 2-3 years, Chelsea put him up for sale.
Even this,
he's left that
even this Chelsea player at West Brom, you know, Gilliam, is he?
I felt he would.
He's also going to go on.
Felt he would have Billy Gilmore. Yeah, may not have game time, but there's something training with the best does for you. He would have learnt a lot of the boots of Jorginho, Mateo Kovacic, and even young Mason Mount. But then you're shipping him out alone to get more game time, and then he was going to make one or two incredible movements, score goals, show some quality, and then Chelsea clubs will come, Chelsea will sell. That's one thing.
He's
a prospect. I don't think Billy Gilmore should be sent out on loan. That is one big mistake Chelsea have made. Look at Phil Foden. If City has sent him out on loan, would they have valued him? But look at how he's risen in the midst of David Silva, in the midst of Bernardo Silva, in the midst of Kevin De Bruyne. He's learned a lot. And he comes out to say, hey, I've learned from these guys. They've been incredible in my journey to stardom. I've learned from them. I watched them in training. And then you're shipping out on loan. Not a good decision from Chelsea. Whoever came out with that, yeah, Daniel Farke and Thomas Tuchel have a good relationship. It was just that phone call. Yeah, I like your player and all that. It's a wrong decision for Chelsea to let Billy Gilmore go. Let him stay there. Give him some minutes. Throw him into the deep and let him learn from his mistakes. And then maybe the likes of Jorginho is 28 already. He can slowly and gradually transition to being one of the Chelsea key midfielders, I should say.
Good afternoon to you.
Hello, good afternoon, Samuel.
Good afternoon, Friday.
Yeah, good afternoon, Adesia, and the other man in this today.
Good afternoon.
His name is Olatunji.
Yeah. Oh, Olatunji, I'm very sorry. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. This Friday from Belere, Samuel.
Welcome, Friday.
Yeah, Samuel, did I hear you say that Liverpool want to buy Sanchez and they are facing competition from Arsenal?
I'm done.
No vex. No vex.
I think they just analyze it that Arsenal cannot compete with Aston Villa. And now you are saying they are facing competition from Arsenal.
Forgive my French.
Samuel, forget that we finished the last video. This is Liverpool we are talking about now. If you are saying that Liverpool are facing competition from Chelsea, Man City, Man U, it's understandable.
Now, Arsenal, get this one.
Samuel, at the vex.
No vex.
No way. Liverpool can never compete with Arsenal.
All right.
I'm saying it boldly. Let them come for me. I don't care. I can even give them my house number, my house address.
No vex. Thank you very much, Friday, for calling.
Thank you.
I will change the English language before I exit the studio and correct myself. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, Samuel, good evening.
Don't find trouble. Welcome, Zainab.
You don't say don't find
back to back.
You don't say don't find trouble. I don't give a Friday talk to talk.
Oh, yeah, I don't allow you to talk, Nana.
You people should leave us now. People that have money, you will buy player. Leave us now, we will buy player. Please.
Alone.
Have to deal. Sam really.
All right, my hand day up. No vex. Eh? Thank you very much for calling in, Zainab.